outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to LATalkRadio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Get ready for the number one internet radio show anywhere. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, it's Sam and Stephanie in the Morning. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, dial them up right now at 323-203-0815. And now strap in for Sam and Stephanie in the Morning right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Sammy.
Good morning, listeners. It's April 12th, a Tuesday. And we're back here to entertain and make you feel
good.
Good. Good all over.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
What's up, Sammy? Yeah. How are you?
Here, we might as well bring in our guest. She can't wait to talk already. So, good morning, Sophie.
She's got a mouth like a windmill. You just can't turn it off.
2 seconds.
I know. I'm sorry.
Hi.
So, we have Sophie in the studio, and Sophie has a show on LA Talk Radio on Thursdays at 10. And it's called Ask Sophie.
That's right. Ask me anything.
Ask anything. Well, we're going to be asking you a lot of things today.
I think somebody asked me out on my page.
Nice. Was he hot?
No. Oh, okay. He said, you look nice. Come, you know, write me back if you want.
What kind of accent?
Yeah, how do you know?
What
the
kind
accent?
Of accent was that that you just came up with?
Yeah, and how
does
she get the accent?
I'm just not going to say.
And how does she get the accent from the written word?
I have no idea.
Oh, the picture. There was a picture.
Oh, there was a picture.
Oh,
okay.
I see. Okay. Well, maybe he's a really nice guy.
I'm sure he's sweet as can be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like a chick that's not interested.
Okay, so what do you talk about? Just like us, everything?
Yeah, we talk about everything. We talked about Valentine's Day. We talked about dating. We've talked about dating after divorce. Mm-hmm. We've talked about sex and marriage. We've talked about creative process. I had a really great guest on the show a few weeks back, John Paul Thornton, who's a wonderful artist. We had a show on parenting. This last one, we were kind of talking about marriage and why.
Right.
You know, why get married?
What about sex outside of marriage? Do you talk about that too?
We do, absolutely. Yes, we've definitely. I have a lot to say about that. I do. Yeah.
It's funny, you actually learn something on your show, unlike us.
Occasionally. I've had people thank me for a couple quotes.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I'm just.
Yeah.
I think men and women could do a lot better together if they just understood that, you know.
That.
Understood what?
Well,
yeah. I hear this.
The men want to stick it in wherever they can.
That's right. What I want women to appreciate is that if sex was complicated for both genders, we would be extinct.
Really?
So
yeah,
it's by design, right? Yeah. I mean, if men were as complicated as women about the whole thing, right? Mm-hmm. We wouldn't even exist.
We wouldn't have sex, right?
They're just designed that way. And you just have to kind of, you know, enjoy that.
That's
okay,
true.
So are you're divorced?
I am divorced.
Can we talk about this?
Sure.
Okay. How long have you been divorced?
3 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Happily divorced?
Oh, yeah.
She seems very happy to me.
I am too. High five. High five. High five.
Yeah,
we're both happily divorced.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got me. So was there... I'm going to ask some questions.
Okay.
Was it just... Was it a mutual thing or...
Well, ultimately it was a mutual thing, but it was a little shocking on my end. I was a little blindsided.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't have been, you know, when I talk about it in retrospect, I was... Oh.
Oh.
Okay, so hold on.
So you're not the one who initiated it, was
he? No. I thought that we were going to work on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, you know, I was really in that mindset of like, you know, I took a vow. We'd been married 10 and a half years, had two kids, you know, and I really thought the whole notion was to do anything that you can
to make it work
and to save it. And then, you know, there's a point at which... I just realized, okay, I just got to let this go.
Yeah.
You know, I can't fix it all myself.
So he came to you and said, I don't want to be married anymore?
Pretty much.
Did something happen? Look at me, I'm so
there were outside interests.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know.
So then Okay.
That
so
means he was putting his little pee-pee in other women.
Thank you, Sam.
Or at least seeing an option to do so.
Okay, so finally then you were just like, no, done.
Yeah, no, done. And I really felt like, you know what, I'm ready to just kind of move on with my life. If, you know, if this thing is all going to come crashing down probably within, you know, within a matter of time anyway. So I was like, okay, let's just start this process. And, you know, I started dating immediately.
Really?
Yeah.
What the hell?
Just probably reckless.
Make up for lost time.
What the hell, man? Oh, yeah. I had a good time.
Did you just go out and meet people, or did you?
I went on Match.com.
What?
Really?
Look at this.
You
online
see?
Dating. Oh. Yeah, Sam found his wife on Day
Date.
Did
you? Yeah. Oh, I found my man on Match.com, and he
really?
Is just, oh, he's
really?
Just the best.
Really?
Oh, love him. Yes.
There you go, Stephanie. You see?
See?
Yeah, I don't know,
you
got
to try. Or like your ring. You got to believe. Let me see
where
that
you,
ring, man. did you see
you
a ring?
You got to believe. Put your hands together.
I love it. It's such a cheap piece of crap.
Oh, and it's on two fingers at the same time.
Look at that.
Wow.
Oh,
look at
I got
that.
It at the flea market on
so she puts up
store.
like a peace sign, right?
Right. And it's like a double
believe.
Ring.
It's a double ring.
Yeah.
That sounds cool.
Do you want one, Sam? Do you want one? I'll get you one.
I do.
They're only $10.
Oh, yeah.
I know. I love this thing. But it's starting to tarnish. Look.
Oh, is your belief
it's
tarnishing?
It's so cheap, but I love it, though.
Yeah,
I
it's different.
I know.
It's different.
Why
yeah.
not?
Why
yeah.
not? What
it's
the hell?
It's positive.
It's
yeah.
cool. So you refuse to online date, huh?
Well, I'm not saying I refuse.
I have a
I just...
lot to say about this to you, girl.
Oh, here we go. Bring it, girl. Bring it. Sam swears by it.
Oh,
maybe
me
I should
too.
Go
I
on
I don't know that
no,
I swear
no,
by
no,
it.
No,
I just
I
think
really...
it's a... I think it's a good way to go through a lot of people and
absolutely.
Filter out the ones you want, you know?
Because, look, I mean, you don't know anything when you meet somebody randomly. You know, when you meet somebody online, you know, okay, they're divorced, they have this many kids, they, you know, want to marry inside their religion, they want to, you know, whatever.
Right.
Like, you just,
do you,
save you
know
so much
them?
Time.
That's the question.
You know
what's
what?
That?
People,
do you know them?
No.
Do you not? I mean, do you really believe that they put up,
you
like,
know what?
I don't, you
they're,
know,
they are pretty honest.
Yeah, but there
honest.
Could be weirdos out there
that's
that
true.
Are putting up stuff.
Oh,
like,
I know, but you can tell so much by the way people write, what they choose to say, how they.
Right.
I would know if I'm talking to a pedophile.
Oh, no. If you know, if somebody, if you get emails back and forth from somebody and they seem, there's just little things that make the hairs on the back of your neck stand up. And you don't go out with them.
Yeah, but I just people
okay,
reveal
themselves.
I see your side. I see your side, Sophie. I'm not saying that you're wrong. There's no wrong or right here. But all I'm saying is that okay, really. I'm saying that sometimes you don't know. I mean, there's all
of
this
course.
Weird online stuff.
So you meet
stuff
them in Starbucks. You don't
that's
bring them
true,
up to
yeah.
your room the first night.
Well,
I mean, maybe
I know.
You do.
Okay,
girl.
Settle down. I know I like sex, but really.
Yeah, she wants it, but not that bad.
Oh.
So
skinny alcoholic slut.
I love her. You can come on
she
the show
you
anytime.
Out
I know. Wrapped it up in three words.
There you
awesome.
Go.
Skinny alcoholic slut.
That was my.
That's awesome.
Nickname.
Yeah.
There you go.
Have you heard of this site called Ashley Madison?
Yes.
Oh, with the married guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Married
yeah.
women too.
It's, you know, it's okay. really. It's really. You know, I have really mixed feelings about. I mean, not really mixed feelings. I have feelings about that.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Well,
because,
for those who don't know, Ashley Madison is a website where you can meet people who are attached and are looking to cheat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it can be both men and women.
Okay.
So
yeah.
go on.
Well, you know, I just think that site is really, it's really sort of preying on a part of humanity, like really kind of giving you that open door to. Kind of go to that worst side of you. Mm. I think that there's plenty of sites out there for people who are attached and want to play and they're in relationship and they both want to play or they want to play separately or they want, you know, there's all kind there's right. something for everybody out there
right.
on the internet, by the way.
Yeah.
and one of the funniest ones I came across was like, it was a thing. It was one of those ads that popped up and it said, look at chicks who are having sex while smoking cigarettes
yeah.
or something. I'm
whoa.
Like, wow, that's
yeah.
a really
that
minute
like,
yeah. little fetish.
Yeah, men
what's
are
up
into
with that,
anything,
man? They're into
man.
Anything. So,
men are into anything.
They're into anything.
Awesome.
You know, who can explain it? But, you know, that kind of thing that sort of like, there was a whole article and on that. And I guess the people who even work for Ashley Madison kind of don't tell people where they work.
Right.
And, you know, that guy death threats against him. And, you know, the majority of his members are men.
Right.
Of course. And, you know, I just think that there are people out there who think twice before cheating, but then when they have this sort of, when you get on the internet and you see that there's millions of other people doing it, I just think that
makes you think it's okay.
It kind of makes you think, I think it just kind of like puts you over that line.
I see.
You know, where you're like, well, okay, maybe we'll just chat a little. Okay, maybe we'll just do that. You know, it's.
Yeah. But don't you think, I mean, the problem would be fundamentally with a person? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Everybody has their own
responsibility. If it's not someone who wants to do this, they wouldn't go on the website anyway.
Well, right.
You know?
I know. But it's sort of like, you know, seatbelt laws and helmet laws. And you know, you just kind of, you're preying on the weakest part of people. Mm. He's making a shitload of money, and he's really preying on the weakest part of people. I'm not saying it wouldn't go on without him. It absolutely would.
Yeah.
And so he's kind of saying, like, hey, it's going to go on whether I do this or not. So, you know.
Right.
Exactly. It's not about morality or anything.
No, it's not.
It's about,
not at all.
I don't know what women go on that side. I doubt that there are many.
No, there's plenty of women who are not. I know a lot of women who complain about not having enough sex in their marriage.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, are they willing to cheat?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Women cheat plenty.
Women cheat. Women are not angels by any means.
No, I know. I know. But I mean, I would think a woman that's married, she would try and work on it more and things like that.
They do tend to want to work on it more. And especially if there's kids in the balance, they tend to, you know.
Well, you tried to work on it. And
absolutely. Oh, my God. I wouldn't have cheated. I couldn't have. Mm. Like, I just couldn't have.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And I was in the best shape of my life when I got dumped. I mean, I was getting attention, like, left and right, and I was like, I don't even know what to do with this. And, you know, and then I realized I wasn't getting much attention at all. So, you know. But, you know, I was really, really, really willing to do. We had a lot of things going for us.
Right.
You know, and it's just one of those.
Well, you had two kids, too, which is not always easy to walk away from.
We had plenty of money. We had, he had a good career, and I was supportive. And we just had a lot to work with. And, you know, that's just what it comes down to. You can't make somebody else happy.
Right.
You cannot make another person happy. You can try as you might. You can be as perfect as you think you can be. You can, if I just do this, then they'll be happy. And it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
And that's for men, too. Don't try to make some crazy bitch happy the rest, you know, for your whole life. I mean, that is a.
And women are crazy bitches.
Oh, Lord.
Really?
As I know.
As I know. Trust me.
Are you looking in a mirror?
Oh, I'm a crazy bitch.
Are you?
Oh, I don't deny that at all.
Yeah.
But I've been with women, so I can, you know.
So she knows what they're like.
I can see both sides.
Have you had, like, relationship with women? Like, you know, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said currently she is in one, right?
Yeah.
Currently you're in one?
Yeah.
Well, so
every day it changes.
See, because she's a crazy bitch, right?
Well, I mean, to her defense, like, we have a past, so it's kind of like, I met her, you know, I was coming out of a marriage, I was coming out of a really bad abusive relationship. I met her, she was trying to give me everything. I didn't want anything. I wasn't in that place to like accept any kind of love. So as much as, like I said, I didn't want this, I would still hang around with her and sleep with her. And it was just, it wasn't fair. Like, I wasn't fair in a lot of ways. But then we had a huge blowout, stopped talking. I started dating another girl. And it was, again, same thing. Like, I wasn't in the mindset to have anything, to have any kind of love. Like, I was so tore up. And then I started talking to her again, like, earlier this year. And so we're kind of like, there's just a lot of stuff, like history.
Well, she's
going to
have trust issues.
Lots of baggage.
Yeah, of course. You know, like, of course. And I understand that, but it's.
She's like, oh, all these little doors to my heart have been closed.
Yeah.
And I understand that.
You've got
to
earn
your way through
exactly.
every one of them now.
Right. But it's also, for me, it's like, I can only feel guilty for so long. Like, if I'm going to stand up, if I'm going to say, look, I screwed up.
Right.
Like, effed up. My dad told me not to swear so much. I'm going to try to not swear
so much.
Sorry, Dad.
Tell him we're encouraged to on the show.
My dad called me up this morning and was like, can you limit it to like one swear per show? I was like, oh, Jesus, Dad. Okay.
One swear per show? Shit, Aaron calls me a whore every show. It's not a complete show if I haven't been called a whore.
Well, I'm trying. But anyway, I fessed up to what I did. I was like, look, I'm sorry. Like, I understand. Like, I understand what you're feeling. I probably wouldn't want to come back.
Right.
But I also don't want to be treated anything less than I am. Like, I'm ready.
No, you can't apologize forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's just where I'm at. And I understand both sides of it. I understand the struggle with both of us. And so, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's literally a moment-to-moment thing, but... So
just letting it unfold.
Yeah. And you weren't like, you felt for a while that you didn't deserve any love? You didn't want any?
Well,
or what?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So you want to dive into this now? You really want me? That's so sexy. You're such a sexy voice,
yeah.
Sophie.
Yeah. But we did start with her story. We stopped at the first kiss with a woman. So
I'm not continuing from there. Well, we had many.
Tell us about your first kiss.
Well, okay.
Was it in a bar? Was your husband there?
No, I was divorced from my husband at that point. But
yeah.
Yeah, you'll have to tune in the future and find out exactly what happened.
Yeah. But, yeah. Okay, so
I'm not so sure.
Oh no, I want to know everything.
So I'm gonna share some stuff right now.
Okay.
I got married when I was 23. My husband was 41, and it was good for before we got married.
5 minutes,
right? It was good for literally 5 minutes. 9 months after I got married, I realized I made a mistake. There was a big incident that happened. I had emergency gallbladder surgery, and he refused to take me to the hospital. And then, yeah.
Why?
And then, because he thought that I was okay. Like, he's like, it's just gas, you're fine. And
really?
I had eaten a veggie burger that night at 6. So I'm not totally he's not a bad guy, but this is where we were just in such different places.
He didn't have your back.
Right, exactly. So just 6 o'clock, I ate a veggie burger. I started having like heartburn. I was like, something's wrong. I couldn't stand. I couldn't sit. I couldn't lay down. So 2 a.m, I turned to him. I said, look, I need to go to the hospital. Something's really wrong with me. He goes, you're fine. You're fine. It's just gas. You're fine. I was like, okay, if you don't take me, I'm going to take myself. So he takes me. We get to the hospital. They're running all these tests. They think it's my appendix. Cut to 6:30 a.m. Now, my husband was a grip. Okay, so if anybody knows out there, a grip works behind the scenes. Anybody could be a grip. You could find a replacement like that. He's not the director. He's not the actor. Okay, so 6:30, he goes, I got to go to work. Pull the IV out of your arm. I have to go.
What?
What?
Yeah. So I pulled it out.
What?
Yep, pulled it out. What? We started leaving the hospital, and the nurse stops us and goes, what are you doing? Your wife is sick. You cannot leave. And he's like, I got to get to work. She goes, yeah, well, your wife has to stay here. So he was pissed. He had to call in for the day, right? Okay, fine, whatever. So I'm like feeling guilty on top of the fact that now
I'm sorry. I'm such a burden for almost dying.
I'm sorry that I'm in pain.
Yeah.
But then they tell me that I have to have emergency gallbladder surgery that day. Okay, so they call my parent. He calls my parents and says, hey, your daughter's in the hospital. She's okay. But this is the deal. He goes, I can't watch her, so... can you help? And my mom had to fly out from Chicago to take care of me. I'm not joking. I'm not even making this up. Wow. So my mom had to come take care of me. And right then I realized, like, this is not a marriage. And then things spiraled from there. I wasn't allowed to decorate my house. I wasn't allowed to eat meat in my house. Everything was very one-sided.
Wow.
Like, it was very, like, this is the way that it was. Mm-hmm. And I had to fit into
his world and you're
right.
in it.
So I had to fit into his life. And it just didn't work for me. And finally, at the tail end of it, I met somebody else. And he was giving me attention, and I cheated. And I was so messed up. Like, and the guilt that I never cheated in my life, and I cheated on my husband.
Mm-hmm.
The guilt that I felt after that was unbearable.
He wasn't really much of a
husband. But it was unbearable. It doesn't matter.
And the
like,
lies,
it broke my heart to no end. And so when I went into my next relationship with this guy, it was this physically abusive, mental abusive, emotional abusive relationship. It, like, broke my nose, you know, effed up my face. Yeah, I'm not joking. So I was at the place, and I was there for a year and a half with him. So after I broke up with him, I was so tore up. Like, I felt guilty for doing that to my husband, even though... he wasn't good to me. And then being in this relationship where somebody tears you down in every way, like, you just can't.
Well, it's just so self-fulfilling. It's like, I'm such a piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I did
exactly.
this, and, like,
you know
now you
mean?
Get to make me feel like a piece of shit.
Right.
And confirm it
so
for me.
So no matter, even if God came down himself and was, like, you know, trying to give me all the love in the world, there was nothing that could be for me. Nothing could have helped.
Yeah.
You know, because I wasn't ready to accept any kind of love. So
right. And this will turn you off to men pretty much, you know. I mean, at least for a while, I think, you know.
Yeah.
When you have two relationships in a row like that and people don't really care about you and they abuse you and so forth. Yeah, I mean.
But do you think you're really with women just because you're turned off to men or
well, I
like
have
women?
To say, like, I found a lot of comfort in being with a woman after that. Because I felt safe. Like, I didn't... Because I still... Like, it's funny. Sometimes if I'm in the bedroom or something and we're having, like, rough sex or something, I find myself, like, kind of tensing up if it's too... Because I... And not saying that anyone's going to hurt me necessarily, but it's just, like, a reaction that I'm aware of that I need to work on. Mm. But... You know, I find a lot of comfort in it. There's things that I get from women than I, you know, and things that I get from men. Like, I like both in that way. But my last good relationship with a man was in high school.
Mm. Wow.
And that sucks. Like, my relationship with my father is wonderful. He's such a caring man. He's such a good guy. He's a great leader. He's, you know, he's so smart. Like, he's so good to my mother. So it's a great role model. But it's like when you don't have that yourself, like, it's hard to see that, you know? So, I don't know. Answer you, Sophie, I have no idea. I just get...
You don't have to know. I mean, you know.
It's okay.
If you just be honest.
You go
with
your gut feeling, you know?
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I just think, you know, it's such a... you know, my marriage was not that extreme, but it was a very similar story in that it's sort of... his world and you're in it and they're kind of, they are the last word on everything.
Yeah.
You know, and
well, that's the way it should be, damn it.
Somebody's got to be in charge, damn it.
I was waiting for Sam to say something
right?
like that.
Somebody's got to be. No, but you know what I was thinking, what my best friend is in a really great relationship now. And just, I think that what we share now is two things. One, it's such an amazing experience to be in a relationship where you're really loved and adored and appreciated and you feel really precious.
Yeah.
And then the flip side of it is when you're with somebody who actually can receive and you actually have somebody that you can just love the shit out of and they'll take it.
Yep.
That is just, that's the best part of it.
And
you know?
That's such a great point, honestly. Yeah. Like, I don't know, but it's such a difference when you're with somebody that can receive love.
Yep, that's the biggest challenge.
Because that's hard, man. I can't imagine what it was like for Megan to, you know, be with somebody who couldn't receive anything.
Mm. And really painful.
It's got to be, like, unbearable. Right. I know I would be. What would you do?
Frustrating,
My high school boyfriend, who's just sweet as can be, I mean, just wasn't ready for anything. And he, I would say, I love you, and he'd say, no, you don't. Oh my God! It was like, it was most brutal. I mean,
like, what do you say to that?
I'm 20 whatever years past that, and it's still like, oh God, that just sucks.
What do you say to that?
I just cried. Oh, you know, I mean, God. What do you do? You're just like, but I do. Yeah. Like, how do we prove it? You know, and then you just start jumping
like,
through all these hoops.
What else can
you
do?
What else can you do? You know, and it's just, it's so beautiful. Sometimes I'll say I love you, you know, to my man, and he'll go, I know you do. And it's just like, oh, the best.
How long have you guys been together?
A little over 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's still very hot, too.
Was that right after your divorce? Or?
You know, I met him online.
Right.
We emailed for a little while, kind of had trouble getting together. So I finally met him about probably, I think, 10 months after my husband left. It was a Super Bowl weekend, that February 1st weekend, that we spent together, and we were both pretty sunk at that point. So, so we've, you know, it kind of went real slow in the first week.
You're like the Brady Bunch. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
But I have the perfect relationship. I live around the corner.
Wow.
With my kids, and yeah. he was there. And
you're like Woody Allen. You're like Woody Allen. Separate
serious.
Houses.
I am serious, man. It is the best. It's like, yeah.
do you have
know?
Any?
That's true, because you still get to date. It doesn't feel like you're married.
He still
or,
picks me up. Yeah. I still, you know, get dressed for him. He walks
cool.
around. You know,
yeah.
it's all.
You're planning on moving in together
nope.
anytime soon? Okay.
Yeah.
She's totally.
If it's
Woody,
working, keep it.
She is
yeah.
totally Woody Allen and his 16-year-old
bride,
daughter,
who's still 16. I'm still. Just
I know. I love how I just say that she's still 16. She's probably 30-something now. But in my mind, she's 16 still.
You know, the older she gets, the less the age difference fucking
matters,
right? I know,
but it doesn't matter as much.
It doesn't matter. She's like, what's all the fuss about? I'm like 40. I'm getting,
right?
You know, my boobs are down here. And
he's like 95 now. And she's,
right. Yeah, he's double. He's aging
and
twice as fast.
Right.
Yeah.
And she's staying the same age. She's
right?
16.
Oh, God. Thank God that doesn't happen.
But, yeah, but they live in separate houses.
Yeah, my boyfriend's got a few years on me, but he's, you know, he could kick my ass walking up a hill, I'll tell you. He's
really?
In better
really?
Shape than I am.
Wow. That's pretty good. So, I mean, were you, like, devastated when you found out? I mean, obviously you were, but when your husband was cheating and stuff, how did you find out?
Shattered.
Shattered, huh?
Shattered.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was...
I know, it's the worst thing you can do to a person, you know?
I think the reason I married him is because I thought he would never...
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
So you trusted him.
My dating years with him were wonderful, and I got married for the right reasons, and, mm-hmm. you know, and we did our best, you know, and people are wounded, and it's just, I wasn't perfect, and he wasn't perfect, and, you know, he had tried to tell me that he wasn't happy, but it was so overwhelming to me, but then he couldn't handle my reaction, so we mm-hmm. just, mm-hmm. you know, I could just see the decline over, like, a year, and I think when I finally realized, you know, finding, you know, men tend to find a soft place to fall, mm. you know, like they don't want to just leave and be alone.
Sure.
And so
same
when he had an opportunity, oh yeah, but when he had an opportunity,
mm-hmm.
when he saw an opportunity, it was like, okay, I got to do this now, mm. you know?
Yeah.
And so, that was really difficult. And, I don't go into too much detail because I have kids and
are you guys yeah. friends? Are you friendly?
We actually co-parent and get along really, really well.
Good.
And
is he remarried or dating or?
His girlfriend has moved in with him,
okay.
And I don't know if he'll get married again either. But
how do your kids? Because the one that was horrible to me that. You know, beat
yeah.
me. He had two kids.
Yeah.
And I stayed in it longer because of them, because I love them dearly.
Mm. Yeah.
But they were two young boys, 6 and 8,
uh-huh.
and they
God.
Loved me so much, and it right. it brought so much joy into my life. But at the same time, like, they were willing to accept me as their stepmom. They kept saying, "We want you as like
yeah.
we want you to marry our dad. Like, we want you as our stepmom." And
right.
they would say this, and
right.
and they were so like open arms for. And most kids aren't like that.
Right.
No. They obviously, you felt warm and safe and
yeah.
sweet and
yeah.
You know, and they probably, I don't know if they knew what he was doing to you, but
no, they had no idea. And when I had to leave, they did not understand.
Yeah.
And it broke. And I still am sad. Like, I wish that they were in my life. I would right. give anything, but then I have to have a relationship with him.
No.
And not that I hate him. I just don't care.
Right.
It just doesn't matter to
no,
me.
No, you don't know.
But
you
I don't
get
hate
anything
him.
Out of that.
But
no.
I just don't, like, I don't want to like, hate anybody.
Just
but.
Keep that door closed right
yeah.
there. You know, some people are just.
I just
you know.
Don't. But, you know, he's just, he's got his issues. He's
right.
got.
We're all wounded,
on,
and people deal with it a certain way.
Exactly. So, but I miss his kids every day. But I notice how some kids aren't that open to like second, like
no,
other people coming
no,
in.
Right. Yeah. It depends on the relationship with their mom, maybe. You
yeah.
know?
True.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Was their mom around?
She was around.
Yeah.
She was around,
mm-hmm.
and she didn't accept me at all.
Yeah.
I never
oh,
met
God,
her.
Of course
she wouldn't.
Not.
She wouldn't even meet me at
really?
All. No. No. Not at all. But I know that was hard for her. But at the same time, it's like, you know, if I was going to marry him, you would at some point have to accept it.
I would just think if he was abusive, she'd be like, better her than me. You know,
I think there's that element of drama that she
yeah.
really likes. I don't know.
Everybody's,
I don't know her.
Everybody's really attached to that. You know, everybody really identifies with their drama. And that's what
yes.
that's one of the things, you know, when people ask me for advice and they ask, you know, I'm just... Like, how's this working for you? You know,
right.
how is this whole story just feeding into whatever you want it to feed into?
Right.
You know,
yeah.
and like, how's that, what part of this do you actually kind of like? you know, and what and you know, people have to just be really, really honest about why they're doing something and why they keep they have a lot more choice than they think they do.
Right.
People have a lot more choice than they want to admit.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, so, Sophie, have you ever been with a woman? Have you ever had any desire, fantasizing about it? She's coughing way too much.
She doesn't want to answer.
No, I was never. I was never into girls.
Right.
But I was always very open sexually growing up. I mean, you know, I was always. If I had wanted to be with a woman, I had no problem with it. It was like, well, you know, it wasn't a moral issue or, you know, anything.
It's just that there wasn't that attraction.
There just wasn't that attraction. I do literally have to take a glass of...
She's going to choke.
Go ahead. Yeah, she's choking on all the sex talk here.
God. Really, I'm not. Anyway, so I never had that. I never had that desire. And I had some offers from some really lovely women. And I was like, gosh, you know, I just... If I wanted to, I would, you know, but I think I'd have my eyes closed and be wishing you were a guy. You know? So after my divorce, okay, this is actually a really good story. Uh-huh. After my divorce, I went to an event over the weekend, and this friend of mine, this girlfriend of mine, was just after me. She's like, come on.
But you know, she's a girlfriend of yours?
Yeah, like a friend, you know. And she was just after me. She's like, come on, I'll be your first. I'm like, what? You know. So she's like, come on, you're so beautiful, blah, 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 blah. She's just all over me. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to be at the event. Why don't you come and you can stay in my room if you want, you know. But I felt comfortable with her enough to say, like, I knew that if I just wasn't into it, she wouldn't take it personally.
Sure.
And that was kind of what I cleared with her.
Sure.
I was like, hey, man, I have no idea how into this I'm going to be, you know, so I just don't want you to take it personally. I think you're fabulous, but, you know, I don't know if I'm going to be into it or not.
Right.
So, long story short, we had a really fun night together. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And, and, you know, but honestly, I'm still not, into being with women alone. I would prefer it if there was a guy there too.
Yeah. Mm. Gotcha. Yeah.
Wow. That's
Cause I really like, men.
Give it to me, baby.
And that's sort of the interesting thing. It's like if I meet a woman who's attractive, then, you know, my feeling is like, oh, can I just wrap you up in a box and take you home?
Wow.
Let my boyfriend unwrap you.
I feel like if you're going to bring another woman into it, you have to be so, you both have to be so secure with each other.
But they say often it just doesn't work. It ruins the relationship.
There's a lot here's what doesn't work. When you're trying to save your marriage with a threesome, it is not going to work.
Right.
Okay, just don't even try.
No, but if you're not that into women, what do you get out of it?
No. I mean, I am into. I think women are pretty and sexy and you know, soft and just yummy,
but you don't do anything with them, so you both service the guy.
Oh, you do. Yeah, it's just it's hotter for me if there's
a guy there.
And that's so like I have not since that one time. I have not really volunteered to be with a woman just on my own.
Right.
Right.
Because.
Right, you're more into with the guy thing. It is hot with a guy.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
it
well, is. And especially for you, you definitely like both, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, for me, I just think that kind of experience is really about celebrating each other. It's really about, like, you know,
but
it's even more than security. It's like, wow, I just think you're so fabulous.
Yeah.
You know?
But you don't think most of these situations end up breaking up the relationship?
First of all, these situations are hard to find, okay? They are, like, one in a million, okay? I'm not saying I have even done this very much. It's like, you know. So, you know, and if you're, like I said, if you're going to have a threesome to try to save your marriage, it will absolutely not work and it will speed up the decline.
Right. I agree.
It's not about that.
I actually knew a guy in my acting class years ago that him and his wife they would bring women in and they were married for, God, 12, 13 years.
Really?
They had kids. They were happy. They were both completely secure with it. But look at the Will Smith and his wife. They're swingers.
Jada?
You know that.
Yeah,
they have huge sex parties all the time.
Really?
They have, like, the sex room in their house.
I would pay money to watch them have sex.
There we go.
God, talk about two beautiful people. Holy
I think he's hot. I'm not really into her, though. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't really do it for me. But, yeah, they have huge sex parties all the time. They have a sex room in their house that the kids don't know about.
Right.
bring people.
They do now.
They swing both ways, too. Yeah. They're both bi.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, everybody in Hollywood is bi. Come on. Everybody.
But see, think about, like, when they're on location and they're away from each other.
Right.
And, you know, he'll probably screw somebody else and tell her about it, and it's hot and whatever. I mean, mm-hmm. these are people who don't have any reason to lie to each other.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
Because they're open about it.
Like you were saying, right. Look, my boyfriend's not going to fall in love with somebody else.
She knows it.
Yeah.
So into me. I was like, it's not gonna happen. I mean, just the fact that he can even think about it.
Yeah.
I think that when a man has the freedom to even think like a man in a relationship, mm-hmm. I think that it just brings them closer to you.
Yeah.
In so many ways, because it's like he can look, at a woman or whatever, and it's
fine.
I'm totally fine.
Right. Right.
It's fun. It's
right.
Actually like, oh yeah, she's cute.
Right. Wow. Yeah, that's right. Pretty good. That's pretty good. I mean, you know, you're feeling secure in your relationship and all that. So, and maybe it's better than him cheating. At least here you know about it.
Oh, yeah.
I would say yes on that one.
Yeah
because
I just know many people can't picture their partner having sex with someone else. It's like very hurtful to them.
Yeah, but if you if you're doing it together
right.
and you came to
then
the
it's like
conclusion
you're doing
together and you're equal in this, then
right.
there really is no way to feel insecure about it.
Okay, hell, I'm doing this.
Okay,
talk
Gina,
to your wife.
That's my wife. I'll find a wife that'll do it.
She's next door. You might want to ask her first.
So is this your first marriage? Second marriage?
No, this
I'm
going to
get nosy.
Second.
Have you ever been with a man?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
Hey, he came really? Out flat
me?
Out asked me.
I know.
Yeah.
I
no,
know.
That's true.
On
that's
air
true.
Confessions. I didn't know that shit was going to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Mark's going to
always,
great, honey.
Yeah. No, I've always loved, women and the femininity and, mm-hmm. and all that
yeah.
stuff, So, I mean, early on, I was, very sexual, I mean, I was, plain doctor when I was 4 years old, with all the girls in the neighborhood.
Double
of course you were. Of course you were. You dirty man.
I know, I still can't believe I did that. But then the rest of my life, I was always looking for that, So it's like, to me, men are kind of gross, When I watch porn and stuff, I see the men. To me, they're gross. But I mean, I'm not a woman. That's what
right.
I'm saying,
right.
I mean, for you guys,
right.
you're geared to be attracted to that,
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
men's bodies are, I think, really sexy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
see, but not to a man, obviously.
Well,
and let's
some
hope
men.
So, yeah.
I walked
some
into
men.
A bar the other night, and it turned out to be a gay bar, and it was like such a gay bar mm-hmm. that there was oh my God, if you'd put it in a movie, nobody would believe it. I mean, it was like Cher and Madonna on this giant screen, and then right there was a little TV that had hardcore gay porn on
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
wow.
There we go.
And I was like, wow, I don't know that I've really seen that.
You've never seen gay porn?
Well, I have seen pictures and this and that, but I was like, wow, it just kind of occurred
like,
to me in that moment.
That's how that works.
Kind of shocking.
That's
like,
how that works.
That thing's still, he's getting done and that thing's flopping around and I'm like, wow, that's just really interesting.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I was sort of
what
a
bar were you
is that
at?
The Bullet.
What the hell
in North
that?
Hollywood.
Oh.
I didn't know what it was. We were bar hopping,
Yeah.
And it was like
the Bullet.
And my boyfriend walks in and all the guys
I
are like,
I was going to say, I'm sure all the men were after your boyfriend.
Sure. When you're in a relationship where somebody's really freaked out about everything you've ever done in your past and mm-hmm. everything you could be thinking or everything that you might have done with somebody else,
mm-hmm.
It really sort of makes you feel like you're supposed to be ashamed of who you are.
Right.
Sexually.
Right.
And when somebody is just kind of like, wow, you're just, so awesome and so sexy
yeah.
and I, whatever, just what do you want? Let me just make whatever happen for you.
Right.
That's just a completely different approach.
I've learned a crap load about what I want in my next marriage. And I do want to get married again.
Mm. Yeah?
Yeah, I do. It took me a long time to get there.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Cause I was just like, it was so bad.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I want to get married.
Yeah.
I love my man so much, but I'm just like, wow, I love him too much to marry him. That's where I'm at right now.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I don't know if I would have, I did sort of, I threw it out there as like, look, if mm-hmm. this is just because you need to experience somebody else, we can talk about this. But that wasn't really where he was at.
Yeah.
He really
wanted
something emotional.
And besides, when you both have been married before, there's no rush to get into it again.
And again, you're not going to fix a broken marriage with outside sex.
Right.
It will not happen.
It's true.
You're not going to fix anything with that. No way.
No, I agree with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, wow. I mean, I learned a crap load from my first marriage for sure.
That's what it's for.
It's
yeah. First marriage.
Your first marriage is just like
sorry,
a trial run.
First or second?
Second.
This is my second.
Yeah. See.
Yeah.
And he's all happy and shit.
Yeah.
No.
It seems like yeah. I know.
He's all happy and shit.
Not because of that, but maybe you know.
So what have we learned?
I'm kidding.
So what have we learned today? Two marriages is the way to go.
Everybody knows I'm bi-comfortable.
Two marriages.
Is that what they call it? No, we did actually a segment on, did you see, this was last week, actually. Mm. They're talking about, they're not calling it bi anymore. They're calling it flexi-sexuality.
Flexi.
Interesting, right?
I've heard bi-curious. I've heard bi-comfortable. I've heard
no,
bi-sexual.
Flexi-sexuality. Because now all these stars are coming out that they're bi. Come on. Like, they've been bi for years. It's just, now it's coming out.
It's
like
trendy.
Drew Barrymore and Katy Perry and, you know, the list goes on. Even men, too.
Right.
But
yeah,
now there's... maybe it's because it's got such a bad connotation, like bi. It's just so bad to a lot of people, I guess, to the conservatives, but not to me. I don't give a shit, obviously.
Right.
But, like, I hope
you don't.
Obviously. But,
Bring
but now they're calling it flexi-sexuality. Isn't that the dumbest thing? I would never use that. I never want to be like, hey, I'm Stephanie, I'm flexi.
I'm flexi.
Yeah.
No.
Right?
Now, Stephanie, have you been with a man and a woman at the same time?
Yes.
You have?
I have.
Okay. What about orgies? Have you been to orgies
no,
at all?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah.
I went to a swingers place when
you
I was
did.
In Vegas, yeah, a few times when I was between marriages and stuff.
Right.
And I lived there and I went to a place where they would actually take single guys, you know, not that many, but there was still a balance there.
Right.
And let me tell you, some of the experiences there were just amazing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you have to be high when you go there, you know?
I would, yeah, I would bet. You gotta be kind of high and open. Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, all I know is that I was sitting in the jacuzzi. This woman is like, reaching over to me and, you know, like there's nothing, like it's nothing.
Right.
And she's like, you know, my husband's here and everything, but, you know,
he's cool.
Yeah, I'd like you to do me and all that stuff. So, you know, you get into it, you close your eyes and all this. And then in the middle of the act, I'm like opening my eyes. Yeah.
And you're going, and, wow, cool.
And yeah,
are you?
As I'm doing her, he's kissing her. And there's like 20 people watching us. And I'm going, what the hell? I'm no
and
performer.
And then you couldn't perform.
No, it's just like, I mean, but it was like shocking to me, you know.
Did you freak out after that? Or did you?
No, I didn't freak out. But, you know, it was like,
it's not consenting.
I'm not into like exhibitionism and
stuff like that,
you know, so I didn't feel like comfortable doing that, but it was an experience, you know.
Yeah, the whole sort of rant. Yeah, I mean, you know, you gotta try anything twice,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You gotta try everything twice.
But,
I like
but
that.
These swingers, I mean, that's their lifestyle, you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
They live like that, and
oh,
they're
yeah.
okay with it, and they seek it out, you mm-hmm. know. So go
yeah.
figure.
Yeah, the anonymous sort of like. Random party thing that's still I'm like I don't know
what
I
like the swingers party
yeah like just the whole kind of anonymous sort I don't know I'm kind of warm and squishy and
yeah
you know
you want to have some kind of intimacy
I don't even understand what that means but okay.
yeah some kind of intimacy yes right. exactly so some kind of connection some kind of
so
like,
nothing like Eyes Wide Shut did you ever see that movie
Eyes Wide Shut,
yeah.
Well,
and Tom
I can't
Cruise.
Tolerate him. I didn't see it.
Yeah, they went to orgies.
They went to like
stuff.
Orgies in the movie, and
oh yeah,
and it was like, but they were dressed in like they had like
they
masks,
had masks,
masks,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, I remember that
so but all these women were walking around like beautiful women walking around naked.
I'm sure that's what all those parties look like.
Yeah.
Just like that,
the
they're all models.
Like that.
Yeah. They're all models, perfectly fit.
It's all Jada and Will.
Yeah, not quite. Let me tell you.
Highly doubtful.
Yeah.
Highly doubtful. But yeah, there's a lot of those out there, a lot more than we think, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's really interesting, you know, your friends that, you know, had they would have threesomes and they were happy and they had a good marriage. And,
yeah,
you know,
they
people
loved it.
Really do assume like you have to be really screwed up, you know, to be in that and all.
Right.
And I just think, you know, they have whatever level of communication in their relationship
right.
that they have and it works for them. You
and
know?
It's just
doesn't
what,
mean they're gonna be married forever.
I just,
doesn't mean
what
that's
I
why
don't,
they broke up.
I guess what bothers me the most is when people judge when you're not in that. Like you don't
right.
everybody's relationship is different. Like one thing might work for you and it might not work for me. But
right.
it doesn't mean it's wrong or right or whatever. Just it is what it is.
Right.
You know?
And it might
yeah.
not work forever.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? And so
yeah.
like you were saying, you know, what if there was a time that I was feeling kind of insecure and I didn't want him like looking at other women or something like that.
Sure.
The truth is I have enough communication in my relationship where I could be like, honey, I cannot handle that today. You just need to be all about me right now.
Right. Like, but that's, you know, awesome that you
and
can that, say that.
And yeah. that doesn't mean anything. You know, it right. doesn't. It,
yeah.
So, like you said, you know, everybody just has, if you have this communication and you have what works in your relationship, nobody else really has to understand it.
Exactly.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Okay, so one woman in the bed is fine.
two women.
Yeah,
no.
Two women. No, too much.
Yeah. Find it.
Here you go. You got
one. Is there a sign up sheet?
Stephanie will come. She'll I'm bring sure a friend.
I'll look up on Google. Sign up sheet for
Sophie.
For women in bed.
We'll
you
just
know?
Have people
I'm
call
sure something
in
will
for
come
you.
Up. Oh, great.
We'll
now everybody's going to call my show now.
Ah!
And they're going to be like,
yes.
Yay.
There we go.
You know,
so let's
it is,
be honest.
It, what really is the best thing about it is that is the ability to be honest about what your fantasies
yes.
are, what would be fun, what right. you
yes.
want to try.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really,
and it's not easy
that's really
to do,
the basis
though,
of all.
Because you make yourself very vulnerable.
Very vulnerable.
Yeah.
I mean, for both of you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, well, I mean, how much time do we have? let me just say this. Like, you know, can you imagine being the person that tells your guy that you have a gangbang fantasy?
Right.
I mean, whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. And there are people that do that, you
right.
know? So it's like, talk about being vulnerable.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
I don't really understand that fantasy. Personally, I have no judgment, whatever, do whatever you want. But it's like, wow, that's not my thing.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, like if you people are really, really going to be honest with each other and tell them their fantasies and tell them, like, you know,
right.
just, I mean, even just saying it out loud, it's like, and you still love me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's scary.
Yeah,
it's, you know, you don't want to hurt their feelings, especially when you love them, but you do want to be honest.
Right, and you don't want to say you're not enough.
Right,
not
saying, but you
know.
Don't want to also lead the separate life of like,
no.
I have to go shut myself in the room and watch porn because
right.
I'm obsessed with watching two guys or two girls or gangbangs or whatever
right.
the case may be, like, or midget porn. I don't know.
Or whatever. It always comes back to midget porn. It always comes back to that.
You know, I've never seen midget porn. But I
haven't either, but
know.
I keep hearing
do you
about
know,
it.
Do you know you can rent a midget on a website? Do you know that?
Oh, my God.
I'm not
God.
Kidding. I'm
That's not
kidding.
Okay.
No, I'm not kidding.
Because they have midget tosses. Contests and things like that.
Oh, wait, you can rent them for
oh
a
my
night.
God, we have just gone so far south.
Like,
so far south.
I love midgets.
Oh,
I do. I'm just saying, like,
you
I find
and Chelsea
it.
Handler.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Her little, what's his name?
She's
Chewbacca?
Got a she's
what's
got
his
a
name?
Fetish.
Chewie?
Yeah.
Chewie? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm just saying, I love all people. I'm just, you know, there's a midget
a
website. Maybe we should go on there sometime and just
well,
see
I'm coming
it.
Back
and
next
we
week.
Call,
we're going on
we're
that
gonna
show.
Go. Yeah, we'll call in and see
I got
if
some
we can
learning
rent
to do.
One. Rent one for the day.
Oh my God.
We're not. I'm not this mean. I love midgets.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, just tossing them.
I'm gonna
fun.
Get so many. We're gonna get so many phone calls because I'm not using the PC term, right?
Letters.
What do I have to say? Vertically
like little
challenged.
Little people or
little
dwarf.
People.
Yeah.
Dwarf.
They call themselves little people.
So
people.
Now
okay.
your girl knows that this is what you're into, and you're this is going to increase.
Hold on, back it up. I am not into
is,
midget porn.
This is what,
okay.
This is that, no,
you know
honey,
what?
Don't be in denial. It's okay. It's just going to increase your intimacy.
Get out of here.
It's going to bring you closer. It's going to be okay. You just speak
her.
Your truth.
I hate her.
There you go. You just gotta believe. You know.
Just gotta believe. Thanks, Sam.
All right, everybody. Sophie, thank you so much.
Thank
everybody,
you.
Listen.
Oh, you're awesome.
Everybody, listen to Sophie. Sophie at on Ask Sophie Thursdays at 10.
Yes,
yeah.
And you get to hear a lot more of this stuff. So.
Oh yeah, just exactly this stuff. Sure.
Exactly.
Sure. We can talk about parenting next week.
We love you, girl. Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah,
sharing the hour
absolutely.
With us.
Thank you. You're a lot of fun. We'll bring you back in shortly.
I'm kissing both.
Okay, Stephanie. Thank
Sam,
you so much.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For all you revealed to us today.
Oh, thank you so much.
We're much better for it. So anyway, sweet. Thank you all for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
be
one.
Back tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam and Stephanie in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 10 until 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you have a question for our hosts, or if you would like to inquire about sponsorship opportunities, please direct all communication to info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Stephanie is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.